Rewinding the past 10 to 15 minutes takes me back to just before 9 a.m. as it does most mornings through the working week. At that point, just before 9 a.m, I stop what I'm doing and I head for the tap that says Google Plus, and I look for a call from Nick Holloway Vox and his 3-minute breathing space. I have everything ready to and set up to join in with Nick at 9 a.m. Everything else stops and I sit back in my chair, feet up on my desk. And at 9 a.m. approximately, the window opens and there is Nick, currently in the prone position, and we greet each other just for a few seconds. And then I look towards the corner of the room. I always look towards that corner that I can give my attention to shut my mind down, to try and think of nothing really, but just to let my mind wander and hopefully calm down, slow down to a slow pace, like dropping the pulse of your heart to a really relaxed state. In that corner, there are 4 small prints in wooden frames. Prints by Roger Lee of Scottish wildlife scenes. They hang in a square. An eagle soars in one, an otter by the river in another, and stag deer on a snowy scene. But the one that always captures my mind and captures my eye is the one at the top right. A wee red squirrel that sits atop a branch in a tree. For some reason, looking at these 4 every morning, my mind automatically focuses on that wee red squirrel. Trying to keep focused on that corner with the distractions of a computer screen to your right, to my right, and the window I love to stare out of throughout the day. This morning, the sun breaching the distant rooftops just after 9 a.m. caught my eye as it lit the sky up with beautiful colours. I could also see at the corner of my eye the highway that is the top of my high garden fence, where blackbirds and blue tits and wrens scurry along from one tree to the next. But all the time I'm trying to focus on that wee red squirrel, and within 2 or 3 minutes that wee red squirrel is no longer a small print. It's like a focus puller in a movie that can draw something right up to you and everything else is blanked out. And I'm up there with that wee red squirrel. And it's peace and quiet. just solitude. A calm mind and a heartbeat that's probably dropped lower than it will ever be the rest of the day. And all too soon that 10 minutes is gone, and I see the screen to my right flash white, knowing that Nick has gone and he's left me here on my own, because it's a place and a space I really don't wish to leave in a hurry. Me and that wee red squirrel are sharing a space along with Nick. And it's a place that's so quiet, so peaceful. That is how I spent 10 minutes, 15 minutes each morning. And it's lovely. It's a lovely place to be for that very short period in a day. All too short. But it's something I look forward to every morning. In fact, if something prevents me from being here, I genuinely and sincerely feel I've missed my spot. I've missed my place. I've missed that viable piece of the day. And I'll never get it back. I feel I've lost out on something. It's very strange. It is very strange. But that's how it is. Nick Holloway created this space a long while ago, and I never thought it would influence me this way, but it has. And I have to thank Nick. So now, we'll get on with our busy day. And wait till tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I know he'll be there. I hope I'll be there.